Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A fire at 9 row homes in the Cobbs Creek neighborhood of West Philly injures 4 people and displaces nearly 20. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the details.
On 57th Street between Chestnut and Sansom, officials say a fire began at a 2-story row home around 1:30 Wednesday afternoon, but high winds caused the fire to spread to 8 others on the block.
The whole entire block is gone. It's unbelievable.
Resident Aaliyah Copeland wasn't home at the time, but came back to find her house on fire. She spoke to our partners at NBC 10.
I come here, and the fireman is ripping off my roof and walking out of my bedroom window. It's all gone. Everything. I just can't believe it. This is unbelievable. I don't know what happened.
Fire officials say a child jumped from one of the homes and was hurt. 2 other children and an adult woman were injured. EMS treated them at the scene before taking them to the hospital. At least 19 people have been displaced, according to officials. More than 75 firefighters responded to the blaze, and it was under control shortly before 3. The fire marshal's office is investigating the cause. In Cobbs Creek, Vikram Agupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Bucks County man is charged with beating and killing his dogs because, as the district attorney puts it, he felt belittled by his mother. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward has more from Doylestown.
This is a tragic, unimaginable case.
Bucks County District Attorney Jen Shorn calls the actions of 40-year-old George Ash sadistic, saying on January 18th, Ash beat then stabbed his 7 and 9-year-old beagle mixes in his home on Essex Lane in Newtown.
He had visited a family member in a nursing home, felt that he was being belittled by that family member, and then took his anger and frustration out on these 2 defenseless dogs for hours, and then decided ultimately to fatally stab them.
The affidavit of probable cause says Ash had visited his mother in that nursing home. Shorn says after stabbing the dogs, Ash cut himself in an attempt to take his own life before calling 911, but she describes those wounds as superficial. The complaint says he spoke with police when they arrived at the home and they took him to the hospital. Ash is charged with 2 counts of aggravated cruelty to animals and could face up to 18 years in prison if convicted. In Doylestown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia students notched small gains in reading and math, but the city still trails most urban districts in the school assessment known as the Nation's Report Card. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Philly students performed slightly better in the latest National Assessment of Educational Progress, but they still rank near the bottom among other big cities. In fourth grade reading, 17% scored proficient. That's up 2 points. Fourth grade math was up 6 points to 19% proficient. Eighth grade students scored 1% better in reading and 2 points up in math, with 15% making the grade. District Superintendent Tony Watlington, in an interview, said while progress is incremental, Philadelphia is moving in the right direction.
We believe that when all the data are in across the nation, we will absolutely be deemed one of the fastest improving large urban school districts in the country.
For now, the city outscored only a handful of the 26 big city districts taking this test. The numbers show that nationally and in Philadelphia, students have not fully rebounded from the pandemic. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Sid Booker, the influential businessman and community icon known for his North Philly Shrimp Corner and nightclub, has died at the age of 87. KYW Sheridan Howard spoke to family and friends that say Sid's legacy will live on.
Hey, what's that place, man? You know, it's Sid Booker's. That's what it is. You feel what I'm saying? That's what it is, man.
Staring up at Sid Booker's Hot Pink Shrimp Corner and Nightclub at the corner of Broad and Belfield, family friend Amir Barber, known as Mr. Philadelphia, remembers Sid as a community man whose legacy will stand the test of time.
Being one spot for close to 60 years, you know, that's more than a half a century. And to do so much for the community, his impact is going to last a lifetime.
Lolette Smith has known Sid and his hot spot for decades.
Over 30 years.
When you look at Sid, what do you think?
Good times, the shrimp, of course. I went to a lot of parties here. He's going to be really missed.
Barbara explains Sid's presence was larger than life, a source of community pride.
You know, Philadelphia, we known for so many different things, not just sports, negativity. We got entrepreneurs like Sid Booker.
Sidney Booker Jr. says his father's loss, it weighs heavy.
You know, it's a tremendous loss to us, but he was our dad and our father.
Andy says the family will keep their father's legacy and Shrimp Corner going.
He got 58 years in. We're going to do another 58.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.